Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast, brought to you by Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. This week, we have four members of the Zimcom team in Kansas City for the 70th annual NAFB National Association of Farm Broadcasting Convention, which has been held at the Weston Crown Center for over 40 of those years. It's been over 25 years for me attending. Chuck is missing it this year for the first time since 1987 because we have two other events this week for the first time ever. He's been in Pennsylvania with Prince Agri Products and now on the other side of the country in Reno for the American Society of Farm Managers and Rural Appraisers. But we have Leah Guffey with us. She's back at NAFB for the first time in 5 years. And Jamie Johansson is here for the second time. And intern Kristen Steidem is attending her first. Leah caught up with this year's convention coordinator and NAFB president-elect Janet Atkinson of RFD-TV to chat with her for this week's Zimcast about the event and her job with RFD that she started earlier this year.
Janet Atkinson is the president-elect, so that means you're in charge this year of convention. Tell me a little bit about it.
It has been a busy year. It's been an exciting year. Of course, the NAFB staff call on them tremendous amount, and of course, they put a lot of things together. I just sort of toss out some ideas, and then they make them and run with them. And so we are, we're already in the middle of it, so there's no turning back now.
Now, you have had some time, you ran for office knowing this was going to become your duties, and next year will be your highest year of work here that you're going to put in. Tell me a little bit about some of the ideas that you came up with for this year's convention.
One of the things that I wanted to highlight at the convention is what radio brings to the table for broadcasters. Those of us that have worked in the industry for a lot of years, we know that we reach people on a daily basis. We know that we build a relationship with our listeners. We also know that they respect us and almost kind of consider us a part of the family, too, a lot of times. I don't know that a lot of folks always remember that. And, of course, right now in the day and age, whenever you've got so many different other media sources available, and I don't mean to knock them at all, but radio is still there, and it still certainly is tried and true, and it certainly is a source of daily information and a source of a daily family member also. And so that's part of the intrusive success and the thing that came together. In addition to that, so highlighting what broadcasters bring to the table, but also highlighting what broadcasting brings to the table for our AIC members as well. And the AIC being our Allied Industry Council, who rely on media outlets such as radio, TV, as well as other outlet sources to distribute their messages. So trying to marry the two and just remind them what's out there, what radio brings to the table, and what we're hoping to accomplish for them and for ourselves and our listeners.
What are some highlights we're going to see here this week?
Well, we just had one take place this week. We've got some folks that are talking about improving our business perspectives. So the session that just wrapped up here talked about the different personalities that we work with, and I think that that is applicable through so many different ways in life. So not just, you know, in the office, but also with friendships, also with working in different board member activities, some of those sort of things, but also as a business as a whole. So whether you are a business in a small community or a business in a large corporation or a corner of a large corporation, it still is something I think a lot of us can take to heart and remind us that we're not the only person out there making decisions, and we certainly don't know it all, and sometimes we do need to call on some of these folks. So this was one of the sessions that certainly is a significant part of it. There's going to be a follow-up session this afternoon that I think the two will marry well together. We have the luncheon taking place now where we're going to recognize our scholarship winners, and of course their students is a major part of our organization, or it's a growing part of our organization. We have a couple dozen students, college students, who are attending this year from various universities, and they're either agriculture communications major, ag journalism majors. Not all these kids may become broadcasters. We know that. But there's an excellent chance that these kids may become media buyers, and they may become bloggers. You know, there's no telling what they have, but they all obviously have a passion for agriculture and telling a story. Let's give them an opportunity to do that, and let's also give them an opportunity to network and help them out in their future. So they're here. So I'm excited to see these kids and see some of the interactions they make here over the next couple of days. Of course, this evening we're going to have our reception. We'll have another event taking place tonight that's a one-hit wonder intrusion, trying to get folks to remember some of the things that we have recalled over the years. Where's the Beef Comes to Mind? We all know that that's something that's certainly made an impact over the years. Tomorrow, of course, we have Trade Talk taking place. Thousands of interviews are going to be conducted. Lots of information, and I think a lot of us will forget things before the day is done. But, of course, that's why we have audio. We go back and remember. Tomorrow afternoon, we'll have some meetings also, of course, our regular business session meetings. Also, of course, we have our mapping project that NAFB has been putting together. There'll be a presentation on that, and a lot of our members are very interested in what that is bringing to the table for them. Moving on into Friday. Friday morning, we've got four sessions that are taking place that are focused on professional improvement. So whether you're a broadcaster, whether you're a PR person, whether you're a manager, there's something here for everybody in this mix. And you can choose three of the four to attend throughout the day. One of those being a vocal coach. And this was a vocal coach that I remember reading an article from 10 years ago, back when I first got into broadcasting, there was something in their article that really struck with me. So trying to bring some of that back to the table. In the afternoon, we also have state ag directors. Some of them are state secretaries, some of them chancellors. They are going to be on hand and have a panel discussion as to what's taking place in their states and offer also a regional perspective. And we have some folks from some different regions, and I think it'll be an interesting conversation. Capping things off, of course, we have the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, is coming in at 4 o'clock on Friday, going to offer some insight from his perspective. And then capping off the entire event on Friday night, of course, is our President's Banquet. And that's where Mark will, of course, technically retire the gavel, but he doesn't get to hang it up until actually January 1st.
Well, and let's not forget there's a 5K race going on Saturday as well. I just remembered that.
Yes, on Saturday morning. So this is something new for us that we've not done before, because usually a lot of us lay in bed as late as we can on Saturday morning. So it's going to be interesting to get us all motivated up and going, of course, actually to go to bed Friday night and then get up and going Saturday morning. But following that, we've also got a follow-up meeting taking place for the board of directors. So what happened this year at the convention? What would we like to change? What would we like to improve upon? So in the year ahead. So it's going to be busy from here on out. So I'll sleep maybe next week.
Well, real quick before I let you go, talking about next week, you're going to go back to some new digs that you have. Let's talk a little bit about what you're doing these days.
Well, I was at KMZU Radio in Carrollton, Missouri, and I was there for almost 7 years as the farm director for the station. Then I had an opportunity to come around earlier this year, and it was one of those things that you, as a broadcaster, you've always thought would be a pretty neat thing to do, and it's been a pretty good gig so far. I've been thrilled to it. I'm working for RFD-TV, but on the our sister stations, we have Rural TV and Family Net. And on those stations, we have the Market Day Report that goes from 8 o'clock in the morning until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And we give markets and news and, of course, weather throughout the day. On the other side, this summer, we also launched Rural Radio on Sirius XM Channel 80. So it's a Sirius channel that's fully dedicated to agriculture. While we're here at the NAFB convention, of course, we've got broadcasters from across the country that are dedicated to their audiences. And they share information day in, day out. Some hourly, some bi-hourly, either way, information's available and they are dedicated to their listeners. There's also a lot of folks who do not have that access. And so it's been unique, and it's been a great experience to know that there's still some folks who are not served by local broadcasters who have access now to some of the information they've been deprived of over the years.
What's the feedback you're getting on that? Because I know, you know, as a subscriber as well, it was something that I always thought about. So tell me a little bit about how that's going so far.
I can honestly say that the folks that I've talked to most often, they're like, we've been listening, it's great, it's so good to have the access. And even if you're on the road from stem to stern, one end of the country to the other, you know you can find it. So they at least know that there's a reliable source that they can turn to. And so the feedback has just been real tremendous. And now I do have to admit, though, I've been locked in the studio a lot here over the last couple of months. So hopefully here in the next year, as I serve as president, I'll have the chance to get out and interact with folks even more so, and looking forward to that.
And then TV side, radio to TV, tell me a little bit about that. I know that I've always said I have a face for radio.
That's what my brother told me, too. So I was able to go, na-na-na-na-na. So, but it's been interesting. Of course, you know, you're still telling the story, but you have to remember the camera's on sometimes. So the funny faces that we make when we're on radio, that we all do them. And, you know, you shrug whether it is or wrinkle your nose, so on and so forth. They discourage that on the TV side. So on the upside, I usually know when I'm on camera, but sometimes I don't know. So that's been kind of fun. I'm sure that there's some clips stored away that I have no clue about, without a doubt. But I can tell you also that one of the favorite parts about it is I come in, I do the radio broadcast, then I go do my makeup. And that works out very nice. I don't object to that at all. So,
those of us that have done early morning broadcasts can relate to that quite well. So Nashville's treating you well.
It is. I'm thoroughly enjoying it. It's been a fun experience. I've been eating my way through the community. And hopefully I'll remember to not eat quite so much. But there's so many new things and new places to try. And I've been thoroughly enjoying it.
All right. Well, Janet, thank you so much. And we'll talk soon.
And that's our Zoomcast for the week. Once again, brought to you by Growmark, locally owned, globally strong. I'm Cindy Zimmerman. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.